right, so let's talk about the Bernie problem. The Bernie problem is simply this. You can't win with Bernie, and you can't win without him. And that's, I really think that is the issue today. I think that is really the issue. Because Bernie's voters, if, for example, Michael Bloomberg surges to the top, which, by the way, I've got information here that that's what's happening. Do Bernie's voters turn out for a guy that'll be 78 on Friday this week? 78-year-old white billionaire. I don't know if that's a possibility. So, Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. It's always the first place to vote. The first place to vote. Let's see here. The community's five residents cast their ballots just after the stroke of midnight Tuesday. Mike Bloomberg received three write-in votes, one from a Republican, two from Democrats. The remaining votes went to Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. So the big news out of Dixville Notch is Mike Bloomberg wins there. The problem with Dixville Notch is not very predictive ever on the outcomes of elections. Hillary Clinton won there in 2016, for an example. Mitt Romney won there in 2012 is another example. So there you go. According to Quinnipiac, nearly half of Joe Biden's African-American support has abandoned him in just the last month. He is now trailing Bernie Sanders in new national polling. Bernie Sanders at 25%, Joe Biden at 17%, Michael Bloomberg at 15%, according to Quinnipiac national polling. He's followed by Warren, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar. But here's the big startling number for Joe Biden. Before Iowa, he had 52% support of the African-American vote. Now it's 27%. Michael Bloomberg coming in at 22 points on the Quinnipiac survey. And here's the other thing. According to Gallup polling, small business owners also lining up with Mike Bloomberg, at least so far, and what they know about him. In fact, he is the only one in the brand new Gallup polling that beats President Trump in a head-to-head matchup. Trump beats Buttigieg and Biden. Klobuchar, Yang, Sanders, and Warren. He beats them all. Mike Bloomberg wins by 4 points in that matchup. But I don't think people know a lot about Mike Bloomberg yet, not on a national scale. And again, you come back to the Bernie voters. Are the Bernie voters really going to line up the left wing of the party and vote for a 78-year-old white billionaire? I don't think it's very likely. And Bernie is not keeping his powder dry either. He thinks Bloomberg's a problem. He thinks buying the election is a real problem in America. It's bite number six, Bernie Sanders going all in on you. Cannot vote for this guy. Bite number six. Go.
Right now you have Mayor Bloomberg running. Some people look at him as the solution. Is he part of the solution or is he part of the problem when you talk about big money in politics?
Well, I think you're exactly right. He's part of the problem. Look, Bloomberg, anybody else in America has the right to run for president. But I think in a democracy, you do not have the right to buy the presidency. And it really is absurd that we have a guy who is prepared to spend already many hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads. Meanwhile, he did not do what all of the other Democratic candidates do. He wasn't holding town meetings in Iowa or New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina. Those were not important enough for him. He could simply buy the election with hundreds of millions of dollars of ads. That is wrong. That is the basic fundamental problem of American society, is that billionaires have extraordinary wealth and power over the economic and political life of this country, and that's what we're fighting to end.
Buy the election. Political power, just buy the election. And that's what Bernie Sanders is accusing Mike Bloomberg of. By the way, new audio surfacing of Mike Bloomberg as mayor supporting the stop and frisk policies. That's not going to help him very well with the African-American community. That audio and that video now circulating on the internet as of just a few moments ago. He has a track record, does Bloomberg. He also has a hatred for guns in America. Very anti-Second Amendment is Bloomberg. I don't think that does very well in many parts of this country. We'll see where it goes, but certainly I would say right now he is the odds-on favorite, if there is one, to come to the top. He could unseat Bernie as the front runner. Biden's gone. Elizabeth Warren is gone. Mayor Pete won't last. And Amy Klobuchar just doesn't have the oomph to get there. my opinion. So I think Michael Bloomberg is the most likely matchup to Donald Trump. And can you imagine these two on the debate stage? I mean, Donald Trump is literally 8 inches taller than Bloomberg. He's going to reach over and shake his hand and, you know, looking down at the little fella. Optics do matter. Optics do matter, and we'll see if Bloomberg can make himself taller in the TV commercials. Now I want you to listen to this. Going to go to bite number one. I want you to listen to this because a reporter is practically begging Kim Kardashian here to bash the president and his prison reform package. The reporter, can you just say something nasty? That's what she's, if she might as well just say, can you just say something nasty? She was not mentioned in that spectacular Super Bowl ad that featured Alice Johnson, the woman released from prison who had been sentenced there for a drug possession for the rest of her life. And she was released as a result of what President Trump did. And this reporter just desperately wants Kim Kardashian to say something bad about the president. It's kind of embarrassing, really. Bite number one with Kim Kardashian. Go.
Well, speaking of Alice Marie Johnson, there was a Super Bowl ad about her, and you weren't mentioned in the ad. And when I hear that name, I always think of you. But was that hurtful at all to not be mentioned?
No, not at all. I'm just, you know, so happy for Alice that she's getting that recognition. And honestly, I'm happy that the president is really backing the issue, because there's so much has to be changed. Yeah. And to put out a commercial like that supporting that issue is amazing.
I agree. And you have to play in the game you're in.
What's really amazing is it's Kim Kardashian's first appearance here on the program. And you should write that down, mark it down in your book, because it's probably the last as well. But I thought it was worthy of playing because that reporter, well, weren't you offended that you weren't? I always think of you when I think of it. Nonsense. It's a reporter trying to get dirt on the president, and Kim Kardashian said, I don't want to play. 25 after on a Tuesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.